Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning through Mizmor Ayin, the 70th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. It is a short Mizmor. It is comprised of only six psukim. The first pasuk is its Koteves, its introduction, where it reads, L'matzeach l'David l'haskir, it is a for the conductor of David as a remembrance. It seems to be the word to translate l'haskir. And the general theme of the next five psukim is being saved from embarrassment and enemies. It is generally seen structurally as part of Mizmor Ayin Aleph 71, which is the following Mizmor. One of the indications for that is the fact that the next Mizmor, unlike most other Mizmorim in Tehillim, does not have a Kotevet, does not have its own introduction, indicating that it might be a follow-on. In fact, there are numerous shared refrains or words and catchphrases which seem to be populating both of them. Some of the older Ksaviyads, the older manuscripts, do have them as one. However, the Mefarshim also treat it as one. It should be noted that in the Aleppo Codex and the Leningrad manuscript and the Septuagint, however, and in most of the Tehillim that we have today, it is coded as separately. It could be that the reason why it was separated was because this Mizmor Ayin seems to almost be a repeat of the last five psukim of Mizmor Mem, of the 40th Mizmor in Tehillim. Perhaps it is delineated that way to indicate that uniqueness. Nonetheless, in terms of actual central theme, we're going to only focus on Ayin right now, and we'll follow through into Ayin Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, just to understand the central theme over here, it sounds like the Meshorer, the narrator, is standing at the beginning of his old age. David is standing at the end of his old age, ostensibly, and Hashem has always helped him, has always saved him in his youth, and he has trusted in Hashem. And now, at this later stage in life, he's being attacked by enemies, and it is his prayer to be saved at this point in time, like he was in his youth. We'll see many reflections of that when we get to Ayin Aleph. It makes sense that this is also towards the end of David HaMelech's life, as we are closing in on Mizmor Ayin Beis. At 72 will be the closing of the second book of Tehillim, in which David HaMelech sounds like he is signing off. The tone of this Mizmor sounds slightly desperate. It sounds like David HaMelech is reaching out in a state of desperation. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it could be that this was said at the times of Avshalom, when David HaMelech was already old in his life. And we see the phrases in Ayin Aleph later on. We'll see it reflect phrases in Shmuel Beis, which describe David HaMelech at the time of Avshalom. The Malbim points out, very fascinatingly enough, that if you see that this is actually almost a direct repetition of the last five psukim of Mizmor Mem, it may in fact be that Mizmor Mem, when David HaMelech was calling out to Hashem, was when he was in the plight being persecuted by Shaul HaMelech. Whereas in this Mizmor, in Ayin, in 70, it is now where he is rephrasing those same words, knowing that Hashem saved him from Shaul, as he asks Hashem for mercy now from Avshalom. So it really is rephrasing that same expression because he knew it worked then. And that might be part of the story of that repetition itself. It is important to notice that he does globalize this, so it doesn't seem to be that he's referencing a specific event, and that's why any person like the rest of Tehillim can find their way through this and enable themselves to express themselves and submerge themselves in the needs of the community, the woes of the community, not just their own. The Midrash does give the indication that this could be referring to the state of Israel in Galus, similar to the last Mizmor HaSamach test as well. That's another possibility. In terms of places in our Siddur, it appears this does not appear in our Siddur. However, it is to be noted that in some Mizmor Tehillims, in some books of Tehillims, it is noted to say be said by a sick person at a time of need. Just a couple of things in the spotlight. The first pasuk, the word lahazkir. What does it mean? Lahazkir. That only appears very infrequently in Perek Lamed Ches. It's very unusual. What does lahazkir mean? So it does mean literally to remind. So it could mean that he's bringing up his mercy to Hashem. It could mean looking back on his own life and saying, Hashem, in the same way that you treated me so well, I'm reminding you of the way you treated me up till now. Please continue that line of treatment. Rashi makes a very fascinating comment on this. He quotes the Midrash in Tehillim at the beginning of this perek, in which he describes how, let's say you're a king who was very upset with a particular flock of sheep. So what did he do? He set them out to pasture. He closed down their pen and no longer gave them food and sacked the roe, the shepherd. He was very upset with the whole business. However, in the end, after his anger simmered down, herzir esatzon, he returned the sheep, vono esadir, and he rebuilt the pen, v'lo hizkir esaroe. But he doesn't call back the Roeh, the shepherd, whom he sent away, ostensibly, because he bore more responsibility than the sheep themselves. Therefore, the Roeh says, Hare atzon muchzar, vadir banui, look, the sheep's back, the pen is rebuilt, vani enin yizkar, I'm not mentioned. And that's why, because in the end of the last Mizmor in Samach Tes, it talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to resettle the cities of Judea and he's going to return. So David Melech now says, wait a second. Please bring me back into the picture. Please bring the Davidic line back into the picture now that the sheep is back. Very, very fascinating perspective on this. Last pasuk in the spotlight. Every pasuk can be examined on so many multiple planes. But this pasuk, let's just take a quick look at it, is pasuk Beis, Elokim lahatzileni, Hashem leezrasi chusha, Hashem please save me, Hashem rush to my aid. It should be noted that when contrasting this to the parallel pasuk in Mizmor, Mem, it goes a little differently over there. It's Ritzei Hashem lahatzileni, Hashem please want to save me. So as opposed to Elokim lahatzileni, just worthwhile thinking about that it could be because this is the beginning of the Mizmor, we're going to start with the name of Hashem, but it's just a little bit of a different tone. Bira Zameh, the Shem Yishmol points out in Pesach, when he's on one of his essays on Pesach, that the difference between being helped and being saved is quite substantial. When a person is being saved, they are a passive victim. When a person is being helped, they are an equal helper in escaping. David Melech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim la'atzileni, Hashem, please save me. But you know what? Hashem leizrasi chusha. Allow me to be able to have a part in it that you can help me and I can get out of that distress. It's worthwhile noticing that in fact, these are the words we say. We say four ways of looking at Hashem at the end of the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei. Melech, Oizer, Umoshia, Umogain. Hashem is a king who cares about his populace, but from a distance. Oizer is a helper, a person who asks for help, they help. Moshia is a person who saves even without being asked. And Mogain is a shield that protects, and there's prevention rather than intervention. And Hashem is to us what we choose him to be, points out Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan in his book Jewish Meditation, is Hashem allows the tone of the relationship to be set by us. So David HaMelech is evoking Hashem in numerous different roles into his life. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.